Now I need to warn you just a little bit here. I like to warn you before I begin sermons. I like to make sure you know that we are now moving into dangerous ground. See, there is a miracle occurring as you sit here right now. You are aware of the miracle occurring? No, you're not. Okay, I can see it on your faces. See, the Word of God was just read in your hearing. And the Word of God says that as soon as that happened, a miracle begins to happen around us. Because the Word of God cannot return to Him void. It must accomplish the purpose to which He has appointed it. Now, there was a reason that God had that Word read to you today. And that reason cannot be denied God. He's going to do the miracle in you, whether you want Him to do it or not. Because you were foolish enough to sit under the reading of His Word. Now, the warning is this. The miracle is going to happen, and you can't stop it, so stop trying. Okay? We fight so hard against letting the Holy Spirit move fully on us. We want the Holy Spirit to move according to the plan we have for the movement of the Holy Spirit. And I got to tell you, that ain't the way it works. God is God, folks. Stop resisting His Word and listen. Let the Holy Spirit have His way with you today. Now, the warning continues. See, Jesus liked to tell stories. Really simple stories. The Bible calls the stories that Jesus liked to tell parables. But all they are really is simple little stories. Now, Jesus told those simple little stories to simple little people like us because He didn't want us to miss the point. And the point always has something to do with us. Okay, now here's what I'm trying to say to you. You ready for this? Look. I don't think I'm doing this right. The story is for you. So on the day about which Paul read to you just a moment ago, Jesus told a simple little story to a very large group of people. The story was about a farmer. And the farmer went out one day to scatter his seed. Can you see him in your mind? You got him? Big sack of seed here on his side. Okay? Walking through the field, just throwing seed, handful after handful. None of those fancy tractors, none of that stuff farmers use today. No real technology, just throwing the seed. He's scattering his seed, said Jesus. Was a common, ordinary, everyday sight. We never see it today. But back then, they saw the farmer out there in the spring sowing his seed. Over the field. It was something with which they were all familiar. And Jesus said that as he watched, he noticed that some of the seed fell on the path. Now, back then, they left paths before. They didn't have really good roads. It wasn't all laid out like it is today. So they left a path between the fields so you could walk on the path without damaging the crop. Okay, but the soil there in the path was clearly the path. It was packed down hard. And Jesus explained that the seed which fell on the path was a feast for the birds. They just came and gobbled it up. It never had a chance because the birds ate it all. And then he said that he noticed that some of the soil fell on rocky soil. Some places under the soil, in that area, there is this thin layer of rock. It looks like good soil. turns up. But when you sow plants on it, what you discover is that they wither because the ground heats up and there is no basis for their roots. There's no moisture there. So some fell on the rock and it withered because it lacked roots. And then he said he noticed that some of the soil or the seed fell amongst thorns. And when it grew with the thorns, they choked it out. And then he said that he noticed that some of the soil, or some of the seed, fell on good soil. And he explained what happened there. It sprouted, it grew, and it produced a bountiful crop. Now, folks, everybody knew what Jesus was talking about. It was part of their life. They saw it all the time. There was nothing difficult to understand here. There was no trick in the story. It was just plain out fact. They understood it. It was just a simple little story. But it perplexed the disciples. It was not the story that confused them. They understood the story. It was not that the context of the story was beyond them. There was no rocket science involved. They knew exactly what Jesus was talking about. What they didn't get was why he told them that story. They didn't get the motive behind it. I mean, why was Jesus telling them about farming? Okay, I think that's what sometimes when I teach too. You sit there going, what's he talking about? Okay, see, they knew what Jesus was talking about. What baffled them was the reason for telling the story. What was he trying to get across to them? Basically, they were asking Jesus, why? Why did you tell us that? And Jesus began his explanation with a remarkable saying. He said, I quote, I'll explain it to you, because you have been given the knowledge of the kingdom of God. He meant that he would explain things to them because the Holy Spirit was there to lead them into truth. They were open to understanding the point Jesus hoped to make. But he said, there were some who had not been given that gift. And no matter how hard he tried to explain it to them, it would be wasted effort. Because the Holy Spirit was not there, or they were not open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, they would not understand the point behind the story, no matter how hard Jesus tried to tell them what it was. And you want to know something? That's still true. If you're sitting here today, not open to the movement of the Holy Spirit on your heart, the explanation I am about to give to you, the teaching of Jesus, will mean absolutely nothing, and you will go out of this place exactly as you came in, hard-hearted and cold. It's only when the Holy Spirit gets hold of us and we stop resisting the movement of the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead in the way that the Holy Spirit wants to lead, that we suddenly discover the truth of the Scripture ain't for them, it's for me. Jesus said that some people see and see and see, but never get it. Some people hear and hear and hear, but never understand. And it's still true. You've met them. I've met them. Some of them are present in this room today. You will not get through to me. Jesus went on. He explained to the disciples, to those who were prepared by the presence of the Holy Spirit to hear, he explained to them that the seed was the Word of God. The Word of God is in your hand. if you brought your Bible with you today. Okay? It was on the screen a moment ago. If you've got your exegetical notes in your hand, the Word of God is before you. It's there. It is the Word of God. It's the seed. And he said that some of that seed fell on the path. He explained that that was the Word, which fell on an unbeliever's heart that was packed so hard and so resisted the presence of the Holy Spirit that the Word was never able to get in. It never took root. So Satan came along and snatched it away, ate it up like the birds. These are those people who hear and hear and hear. The truth is put before them over and over again, but they never take it into their heart. And before it can sprout, before it has roots, before it changes at all, before any miracle occurs, Satan snatches it away. What was given falls on unresponsive ears and dies even before it lives. He said that the seed which fell on the rocky soil were those who hear the word and appear to receive it with joy. It sprouts. It looks like it has come to life. But when the first heat of adversity blows on it, it withers and it dies because it lacks roots. Oh, folks, I have seen them over and over again. They come to church and they seem so happy because at last they have heard the news that Jesus loves them. It seems to touch their lives so deeply. After it all, they have found that He is their source and their salvation. And they think that from the moment of conversion on, life becomes a rose garden through which you tiptoe. But it's not. For when adversity comes, and the scripture makes it clear that even in the life of a person who is dedicated to God, adversity comes. Remember Job and remember Jesus Christ on the cross. In the life of those dedicated to God, adversity comes. And when it does, the heat of the adversity withers the plant and their faith dies. Jesus said that the seed which fell among the thorns were those who hear the word and who put the stuff of life all around the seed of faith. Your hot tub, your television set, your soccer games, your beach trips, your this, your that, your other stuff. It's all so important that you can't find time to nurture the word in your heart. Oh, and it's not just the good stuff of life, although that does it. It's also the bad stuff. It's all the worries that crowd in upon me and steal from me my joy and my happiness and my peace. It all rushes in upon me, and before I know what's happened, my eyes are on the stuff and not on Jesus, the source. It all rushes in, and it chokes my faith. Oh my. These are the ones who lack the guidance of the Holy Spirit in their lives. They will not let the Spirit lead them into truth. They reject the Spirit and they reject the Holy Word of God. They refuse to receive the seed. They see and see but do not see. They hear and hear, but do not comprehend. But, said Jesus, the seed which fell on the good soil, the heart which is prepared by the Holy Spirit to receive it, it grows there, it nourishes there. It comes to maturity. And they produce a crop 100 times more than the seed which was sown. Simple little story about seed and soil and the farmer and all that stuff. But the story begs the question, what kind of soil are you? The word of God is consistent. The seed is falling around us, but how will you receive it? Are you the hard, packed kind of soil, the path? The seed falls into your life, but it is immediately snatched away and swallowed up by Satan. Never has a chance with you. Or are you the rocky one? It seems to grow. It looks like it sprouts. But as soon as the wind of adversity, the hot wind of adversity blows on you, you give it up and run away. You forget God. When things get tough. Or are you the thorny one? So preoccupied by the stuff of this world, which will not last, that you don't have time to even listen to the good word of God. It's choked out by all the good stuff or by all the bad stuff in your life. Or are you the good soil, which receives the word of God gladly, nurtures it so that it grows to maturity and bears a crop 100 times beyond that which was given? Which kind of soil are you? Now, I know the tendency here, see. I want to look at my neighbor. In my head, I keep hearing it. Well, what kind of soil are they? That's what happens to us, isn't it? But it's not about them today. It's about me. And it's about you. And God is saying to each one of us, He is asking the question which the Scripture begs. What kind of soil are you? And when you know the answer, if you're not the good soil, are you willing to let the Holy Spirit move on you and change my heart, oh God. I want to see Jesus. Do you? If you have eyes, you will see. And if you have ears to hear, you will understand. Amen.